to take your picture, Emily.
What?
I'm getting ready to take your picture with that camera.
You don't want to break the camera, do you?
Well, they make them every day.
If you say so. carry on. Call to order, 6 p.m. Well, actually, it's 6:03. John is recording. Is there any public comment on any items not on the agenda? Seeing no hands, an agenda review. Any problems with the agenda? Okay, warrants for discussion. We have four warrants that I believe did not get approved at one time or another. And Cindy, you have these two, I think, so correct me if I'm wrong.
I only have three.
What Ellen sent to me were 21068.
I don't have
tax refund for 3686.96. She thinks that may have been approved.
Okay.
Then there's 21075, which is accounts payable for 383064. 21077, a tax refund of 3346.84, and 21079, payroll of $10,240.27. I believe Ellen sent all those to the board, the whole board, didn't they? Didn't she?
I think so.
I've seen them.
Yes, I've seen them.
Is John Harrington on?
He is. Yeah, I'm here. I've seen him.
I can't see who's where. But
well,
now
John's I know there too.
Who's 236-9001?
Is three, that six? Ellen?
I think it's Ellen.
I don't think so.
Okay. Thank you.
So I move that we approve those four warrants. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion on those four warrants? If not, all those in favor, aye. John?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
And myself, aye. Suicide 6 liquor license renewal. That was in your packet. Are there any questions with that? That's for the bar at Suicide 6. If not, we need a motion to approve that. And I don't know whether Ellen knows this, whether we all have to go and sign that or whether one of us can sign it. I can check with Becky tomorrow. And if indeed we all need to sign it, do you remember whether we had to sign all that? We all had to sign the one for Tego.
Yeah, I think we all need to sign it.
I think we all need to sign it as well.
Yeah.
I make the motion to approve the liquor permit for Suicide 6.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All those in favor signify by saying aye. John?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
And myself, aye. Now the YouTube discussion. John, this is kind of in your, I put this on here because we discussed doing YouTube for the informational meeting.
Right.
Because we were concerned that we didn't have enough, we might have too many people, which turned out we didn't, but anyway, we never said one way or another whether we were going to continue that process or not. And I think we need to make a decision on that. We can talk about it. We don't have to make a decision tonight if we don't want to, but I think we do need to decide as a board whether we're going to do that or whether we're not.
Agreed. I don't know if anybody saw my emails or checked any of what I sent out. I didn't contact any towns, but I did a bunch of checking around on YouTube itself, kind of self-explanatory, and found several other towns that either post their meetings to YouTube or other public access TV stations that post broadcasts that they had previously aired on their public access TV channels to YouTube. And basically, YouTube is just a digital TV station, so to speak, that's free for anybody to access for what you post on there. Woodstock broadcasts, I don't know as though they do it live, but I know they record and rebroadcast their meetings on public access TV, which, you know, goes out in a streaming mode and isn't necessarily on demand. I know there was concern from Jimmy at our meeting last week about people contacting him about, I forget exactly what, but after the meeting, or there was concerns about people going away on vacation and potentially more people knowing about that. My feeling is if you've got a personal phone number, then you shouldn't put that out there on any open meeting. If you don't want people to know you're going away, you shouldn't be saying that at an open meeting. Ultimately, I don't think that the whole board should be deciding whether or not, say, Jimmy goes on vacation. That ought to be either up to Jimmy based on policy, if he can have time off, or maybe, seeing so lack of a current road commissioner, one person on the select board ought to approve time off, because that really shouldn't be coming up at a public meeting, because again, these meetings are public, whether they're on our website or on YouTube, or somebody asks for minutes or somebody asks for a recording, we need to provide that to people in a timely manner. So there really shouldn't be any quote unquote private information put out there. And I did, if you do a simple search for certain things, one of the first things that'll come up is our town webpage that links right to the town select board records page that has the recordings on it. So from my searching around, it's just as easy to find our public recordings on our webpage as it is on YouTube. I couldn't actually do a Google search to get YouTube to come up unless you put in YouTube to the search field. Now, if you go on YouTube and do a YouTube search for Town of Pomfret, the couple of meetings that we have posted do come up. So that's where I'm at on this. Anything that we can do to be as transparent and open to the public, I think, is a plus. So I don't know what other people's feelings are, but I do think we need to be deliberate with decisions such as this and not go on gut feelings. So if you look back at the three recordings that are posted, they've got between like 6 and 19 views, I think. So
just one correction, and that is that when we hired Jimmy, he was to report to the whole board, not just to the chairman or one of us. And so in actuality, if he's going to take vacation, he does come to the board and said, I'm going to take vacation on such and such a day. And the only way he can come to the whole board is at a meeting. I'm just saying that that's how we set Jimmy's employment up. That's the way he wanted it. That's the way we wanted it. And that's the way it's set up. So that's why he comes and says, I'm going to go on vacation, or I'm going to take 2 days off or whatever. When Jimmy took the floating holiday the other day, Friday, he took his floating holiday because he had worked on President's Day or whatever to get the new plow ready, he called me and said, just so you know, I'm taking that holiday now. The road crew has got everything squared away to do. And I just want you to know that I'll have my cell phone, but I'm not on the crew today. But other than, but that was a one day deal. But for like, if he were going to take a 2 week vacation, he'd come to the board. But that's just, he really has to do that. And so the only way he can do that to come to the board is to come to us at a meeting.
Well, I mean, we would have to look at state statute, but potentially if it's going to remain that way, maybe we can do that in executive session. That is, as far as I'm concerned, private information. If it can't be done in executive session, then that should be changed regardless of whether we are going to broadcast it to YouTube or not.
Chuck, John, Steve, any comment?
I'll make a comment. I thought about this and, you know, my feeling on this is, there are a lot of unknowns associated with exposure to a broad audience on the World Wide Web. Some people are comfortable with it and some people aren't. I personally think that people do have legitimate concerns with respect to potential identity theft, privacy, security, and who knows what else is out there. But so I think there's potential in that regard that this could unintentionally intimidate, discourage people in town from attending select board meetings, and that's what we shouldn't want. So I think the public recordings are made concerning the town of Pomfret, and therefore, to me, it seems more appropriate to store them locally on the town website, like we are doing with the Zoom platform. And I don't think that's any less transparent than posting it, on YouTube, Facebook, or anywhere else. So I'd personally rather keep it simple. I think it's transparent. We are required by VLCT to maintain, at a minimum, correct me if I'm wrong, video or audio recordings, make them available to the public. I was talking with Margie over at Sharon today. Asked her what do they do, and they make their audio recordings available on their website, and Margie records the Zoom and saves it on the town server. And if anybody wants it, they can call her to get it. So, just to weigh in on what the next town over is doing, but I know the larger towns use Cat TV and whatever else, but that's what I think makes sense for Pomfret. And that's my opinion on it.
So I have a question for John, and my question is, John, do you feel like we're not being quite transparent by handling the meetings the way that we've been doing them up until this time?
No, I think we've been transparent. I don't think there's an issue with transparency. I just feel the easier we can make it for people to participate one way or another. I just don't see a difference between YouTube and Zoom, or having the video available on Zoom or the audio, but again, that's, maybe if it wasn't for, I guess the one caveat that I can see, because we are, if we were having in-person meetings and we could record just the select board and put that on YouTube and not have the participants on there, maybe I don't know how, if people would feel differently about that, where only the five members of the board were visible. There is inadvertent, I suppose, issues with privacy, with people being on there from their own homes, or if it were just the board at the town offices, it wouldn't, that certainly to me would be no different than broadcasting it on TV. So I don't, how would people feel once we go back to in-person meeting if we were to do it that way, and members of the public would only then be potentially on audio?
I'd be more open to that, John. That's a good point. And hopefully we are meeting back in person soon.
Yeah, let's hope. I discussed this with Alice, my wife, Alice, and she's not a member of select board, but she's my wife. And she wasn't crazy about the idea of it going out on YouTube. You know, she felt that that we are adequately transparent in our meetings, and having them on Zoom and having them available to anybody who wants to participate. Also having the recordings available and the minutes available to anyone who wants to look them up. And so that that influences me.
I don't want to do anything that's going to be potential, security issue. That's not quite the right word, but I also feel that we should be as transparent as we possibly can be. So, because we're meeting in a virtual world and it's potentially eyes into people's personal world if they're at home, I could see how that could make some people uncomfortable. But I would certainly entertain, once we are back in person, if the decision is no, which certainly sounds like it will be today, entertain once we're back in person broadcasting the board that way.
How would you segregate out the participants? Let's just say it were a normal board meeting as we had prior to COVID-19, where we had 5 board members there and we might have 10 or 15 people in the audience. It seems like their participation is just as important, even if they don't participate throughout the meeting, when they bring concerns to us or wish to have public comment at the beginning of the meeting or on an agenda item. It seems like those comments are just as pertinent to the overall discussion as a comment that you or I or another board member might make. How would you delineate out that from, or take, would you take that away, or what would you envision?
You would not necessarily have the video feed of that, but you would have the audio feed of that, just as we have in the past. So you'd have a camera that was set up, whether it be from someone's laptop, although that wouldn't be ideal if people are using them, but certainly you could do a separate webcam that filmed, the table, the select board, but didn't film the audience, unless that was something that, we decided we wanted to do, I guess. But that wouldn't be any different than the audio. It would be video of the board and audio of anybody else that was speaking in the audience. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. Steve, you haven't said anything.
My feeling is we've already, we've already brought another level of transparency just by doing the Zoom compared to what we were when we were in person, and posting our recordings to the you know, to the webpage. So, and this is really off, correct me if I'm wrong, but if you can get on YouTube, you should be able to get on Zoom as well, correct?
I mean, some people want to be able to see what's going on and don't want to log into Zoom. When you join via YouTube, it's a one-way stream. It's basically television. It's television that anybody can post on, but it's no more or less secure than watching TV.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it seems that we've gotten into a whole new area, because in the days before we met by Zoom, the only people who would be attending would be people who actually came to the meeting, and nobody would be able to listen in privately and watch the deliberations of the board. But now that's a possibility. So this is a whole new area.
Yeah, man, I think it was a possibility before. It was just something the board had never approached. I think now that we've done this by going, when we go back to in-person meetings, I think if we were to entirely remove some kind of a platform for people to watch and or participate from home, one could be accused of stifling access to information. And this is kind of a, you know, get ready for when we go back to having in-person meetings. So we've had the discussion and we're ready for that.
It may be changing, but we're also supposed to identify everyone that participates in our meetings too, or attends our meetings. So
correct.
Maybe that's going to change in the future with legislation. I mean, but with doing the Zoom, we can still do that. But the YouTube, there's no way to do that.
I mean, if you could identify who's there, I mean, just as you would for an in-person meeting, which is required for, I mean, it's required to be in the minutes. So
the host can see who's looking, viewing from YouTube.
No, you cannot. You can't see who's viewing. I don't think there's an issue with not knowing who's viewing, or this would have been a bigger issue before now, because there's many towns out there that broadcast either live or after the fact on community access TV, and there's no way to tell who's watching at home. So,
okay. I mean, personally, I like to keep things simple, but that's just my nature.
But I just want people to be prepared for when we go back to meetings and we start, you know, closing doors. You know, once you open them, it's hard to go back. I mean, take a look at the turnout we had for town meeting day. I would hate to lose town meeting day and voting for the floor, but there can be a large argument made for at least bringing up the subject to voters about changing to Australian ballot, because we just had 500% turnout this year versus what we have at a normal town meeting day. So, you know, going back, one can make the argument that you are now limiting those people.
I'm not sure that I agree with that, because yes, we had 500 some people voting, but we didn't really have a town meeting. What we had was an informational meeting over Zoom, and we had, I think, 39 participants.
Right, but we had 500 people that turned out and voted.
Yes. Well, they didn't turn out. They voted. They filled out ballots, whether they were informed or not.
Yes, but it's not our job to decide whether people are informed or not. It's our job to provide access for people to vote if they so choose.
Well, I go back to my question to you about whether or not we are being adequately transparent by doing what we've been doing. And my feeling is that we are.
I don't I don't disagree with that. I look at it more from making it as easy as possible for people to access, and then what is the harm of doing so? So that's,
well, I could call Allison and she could tell you what she thinks, but I won't do that.
Well, I personally am concerned about the exposure on YouTube for people that do or do not want to be exposed to YouTube. I think that the Zoom platform has worked very well for us. Anybody can get on. You haven't denied anyone, John, that I know of, to get on. They don't have to speak. The audio quality is excellent. If you listen to the recordings, the audio quality is excellent. And we can hope that at some point in the future, we have in-person meetings again. And I would hope that we would look to some kind of solution, whether it's a hybrid Zoom meeting or whatever, so that the quality of the audio that gets put on the website can be maintained at this level, rather than going back to the previous way we were doing it, which was, I have to say, when I listened to them, mediocre at best. And I've listened to some of these Zoom meetings, and they're far easier to listen to, and the quality is so much better. I think we should look into that for sure. And I think that you have to, regarding this last election, you have to consider that a ballot was mailed out to every registered voter. And that was because of the pandemic. And that may or may not be the case in the future if there is no pandemic. It would be probably more realistic to look at an Australian ballot situation in a town like Woodstock that gets participation on a yearly basis as to what kind of percentage the voters returned versus what they did this year because of the pandemic. Woodstock didn't send out their ballots either. It would be interesting to see what kind of percentage participation you got. I think a big part of the reason we got such a large percentage of voter turnout is those ballots were in every individual's hand before the informational meeting, probably even before, or maybe not, but probably before the town report was out. And that certainly made a big difference on voter turnout.
Sure. And an argument can be made that there's no reason that you couldn't continue to do that. There's currently a bill in the legislature that is proposing to do just that for all elections in Vermont. So just because there's not a pandemic and you have Australian ballot voting doesn't mean that you can't mail out ballots to everybody.
No, but to say that we got a high voter turnout because it was Australian ballot may not be a valid conclusion to make. You might not have gotten anywhere near that turnout if people had to ask for their absentee ballots, or they just had to come and vote, which is normally the case with an Australian ballot vote.
No, I understand.
That's all I'm saying is it isn't a valid comparison.
What I'm saying is one could make the argument in the future, because we've decided to do this, one could make an argument, and I don't know if it would be a valid one or not, but by going to decide to not send them out to everybody or to go back to the way it was, and again, this is not a select board decision. It's a town voter decision. If it were on the ballot, providing the pandemic's over, but that you could make the argument that one was trying to suppress voters. So that I'm not saying that there's a legal argument for that, but that argument could be made. So I just want people to think about that.
I think that Australian ballot is a trend, and I think that at some point it's going to happen here in Pomfret. It may not be next year. It may be something that we don't do next year. We may go back to just floor meeting. But my issue is the question of whether or not we are being transparent. And I'm absolutely 100% with John on the issue of being transparent about what we're doing. And we don't want anyone ever to come to the select board and say, I didn't know you guys were doing this kind of thing or that. We have to be transparent if we're going to do the job that we've been elected to do. But my issue is that I think that we are being completely transparent, and I'm a little bit uncomfortable with YouTube. Scott got his hand up.
Yeah. Oh, Scott.
Thank you. Just a couple of comments and a question. It's easy to tell from the conversation that now doesn't seem like the right time for this. But I do think perhaps at some point in the future, broadcasting meetings over something like YouTube or Access TV. I mean, it's a growing trend throughout Vermont, and it's not so much is the board being transparent or not. It's really just providing more ways in which people can look into what's going on. And so I think perhaps maybe when the board is ready to do it, this, you know, a couple of years or whenever, it might be something to look into. But other comments is, if people are, well, two comments. One is, if people are participating through YouTube, you don't have to record their name. They're just, as John said, it's a one-way transmission. They're just watching. It's like TV. And the other thing is, I've seen this actually happen where somebody could be sitting in Zoom and actually broadcast their screen to YouTube if they wanted to. And I've actually seen people at public meetings actually literally take a camcorder and broadcast to YouTube right there from the meeting. So that's something that's actually permissible today for people to do if they wanted to. And the other, I guess the question I had was, I'm a little bit fuzzy about what the identity theft concern is. Is the concern that people can like see my office? Is that the privacy concern, or is it they can see their names? I'm really not clear what the identity issue is.
Well, for me, I guess you're just going to have to remain unclear about it.
Oh, okay.
It seems obvious to me, but and I would say that Scott made a good argument. Seeing as that anybody can record or video a Zoom thing and put it on YouTube, he made a good argument for not using Zoom, but I think we should continue to do it.
John Moore had his hand up.
He's muted.
You're muted, John. Demute yourself.
Okay. Just a comment on what Chuck mentioned. At least the good thing about Zoom is that John Peters lets you in, and there's a record that Cindy keeps as to who's on there. So if somebody starts recording it, it would be pretty, you could easily go back to the participants. Right to today, there's 12 participants now in the meeting, and so we could easily track down who was recording it. I guess my comment is that to me, the Zoom has been wonderful, and to me, it's transparent, and I don't know what's broken. So it would seem to me, if somebody wants to listen in and they don't want to comment, they can go to Zoom and listen all day long. if they want to comment, they can raise their hand and comment. It's a public meeting. If somebody's on YouTube and they wanted to comment for some reason, and I would think the board would want to have participation, not just a bunch of people listening blind and not doing anything. They can do that here. But if somebody was listening and wanted to comment, they couldn't comment on YouTube. They'd have to jump off YouTube and get on Zoom and then comment. And I guess the other question, you know, and certainly you mentioned a lot of things down the road about whether you're going to, you know, have the town meetings or do that. That's, I guess, another discussion. But you do mention that someday you may go back to meeting in person. And but I guess my question is, would you really want to prohibit those that are home that might want to get a hold of you on Zoom? If you broadcast it and you have the people in the audience, that's fine. But what happens if somebody's in a wheelchair or somebody wants to stay home and be on Zoom? They have every, I'm sure they would like to comment, and there'd be no way for them to do that if you just had a camera there recording it. So I think what you've got is full transparency, and I would guess, why would you complicate it and do anything other than just to make a two recordings? And this way it's one recording, it's on the conference website, people can get to it. Zoom is wonderful, I think. I wouldn't see why you'd want to do anything different, frankly.
Any other comments? Ellen, your box is lit up. Did you want to say anything?
No, I'm having trouble figuring out whether I'm muted or not. Sorry, I'll take myself off.
Does anyone want to make a motion so that we can decide this tonight? Or do you want to mull it over and think about it, and we will figure it out at the next meeting?
I mean, I think at this time, it kind of sounds like we're not in favor of Zoom, YouTube, but we're in favor of Zoom, continuing with it. And maybe in the future, it will be something to reconsider. But that's...
Does somebody want to make a motion then?
I mean, I don't think we need to make a motion if we're not voting for something. So I'm not going to make a motion just to have it not seconded or voted down. So that's pointless.
So we've done then YouTube for those two meetings, and we're going to just stick with Zoom for the foreseeable future? By consensus, is that correct?
That's where I'm at. I'm not saying that in the future it may not, you know, be worth looking into, but I think at this time where things are going
well. I do think we have to assume that at some point we will be able to have in-person meetings again. When that will be, I'm not quite sure just yet, but I do think that we need to take into consideration that we may want to and probably should meld Zoom into those in-person meetings for the reasons that John Moore stated about the person that just can't get to the meeting, but also for the audio quality that is far superior, unless we wish to look into some other kind of audio recording.
I think we should, at a minimum, keep Zoom. It gives it, so if a board member can't get to a meeting, if there's, you know, public that want to participate, but, you know, it's wintertime, they don't want to go out, they don't want to drive it dark. I mean, there's numerous reasons. I definitely don't think we can go back from Zoom. I think it'll be slightly different once we're meeting in person. I'll get some information together, and we can maybe put, you know, the future of Zoom at in-person meetings as an agenda item, so that I can present the information. But at my workplace, we have a camera that sits on our conference table. It's not exactly cheap, but what it does do is it gives a panoramic picture, and as well as a speaker and audio. And then you just hook that up to whatever computer is responsible for the Zoom session. And because we're certainly not going to have five of us have all of our laptops going, that wouldn't work so well, especially with the audio. But that way people at home can see the board and we can see the participants that are at home, either on a, you know, we could potentially use the projector or something like that. So, but I certainly think at a minimum, Zoom is, you know, here to stay.
I'm in complete agreement with that, that we should, when we get back to in-person meetings, we should continue with Zoom, and we should continue with it, partly because it makes our meetings more transparent, and it makes it possible for people to participate in the meetings, which YouTube does not do, for one thing, but Zoom does. And anybody who wants to participate, to be there, can be there virtually by Zoom. So absolutely, we should continue.
I do think we're going to have a little while to figure it out, though, by the sounds. We aren't going to get back right away. Any other discussion on this item? Then we have done what we called the special meeting for. There's meeting wrap up. there's awkward correspondence. I did receive an email. We have that LEMP to do. I think Steve, you and I did that with Chief Rice last year. I forwarded that email to him, and there is, if nothing changes on that LEMP, we can just say so, and they will redo it without us having to go through everything. So he's looking that over at the moment, and we should know at the next meeting whether we're going to have to do that whole document again or not, and we can decide then who wants to do it. And other than that, I have no other communications. And review of assignments. I guess John's going to look into maybe Zoom and the other. Any other things that we're supposed to be doing other than what we had for the at the end of the last meeting? And agenda items for next meeting. Okay, please bear in mind that daylight savings time starts this weekend, and we go back to starting at our meetings at 7 p.m., not 6, and our next meeting will be affected by that. Unless there are any other comments, I would look to a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Second.
All those in favor, John?
Aye.
John?
Aye.
Chuck?
Aye.
Steve?
Aye.
And myself. Thank you very much. Thank you for putting up with this special meeting.
Have a good evening, everyone.
Everyone, please go up and sign that liquor permit. I will tell Becky that you guys will be in either tomorrow or Friday, if you can schedule that.
Will do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.